in relationship about the word partner, and there were some people that came to my mind. Perhaps maybe you have heard of a few of these: Bert and Ernie, Batman and Robin, Beauty and the Beast, Bob Hope and Bing Crosby, Andy Taylor, Barney Five, Rolls and Royce, Sears and Roebuck, Black and Decker. History knows partnerships like Lewis and Clark, Orville and Wilbur Wright, Franklin Roosevelt, and Winston Churchill. These are all partners. They were partners that accomplished great significant things in the life of our country, some pop culture business partners, leaders of nations. I'd like to thank you this morning for your partnership with Bradley Baptist Association. You're part of 58 churches that strive to reach the lostness that's here in Cleveland and Bradley County. You've been joining forces as allies in this great commission as a coalition of churches. Bradley Baptists are doing some great things. There's not time for me to list all of those things, things that you are a part of. I walked in this morning and my heart wept with a sense of joy, because I looked across the congregation and I saw ethnicity here. I saw the Guatemalan folks that are here. Could I ask all of the members that are a part of the Guatemalan church that meet here on the campus of Big Spring Baptist Church, would you stand up for just a few moments? All of our Guatemalan friends, would you stand up? Yes, there. This is one part of what your heart has extended out to the ethnicity of Cleveland and Bradley County, which is growing at a tremendous, tremendous rate. You've been a part of planting a church in Manhattan. When we asked our churches in Bradley County to step up in additional support, you were one of the first adopters. You were the first ones to sign on and said, hey, we want to be a part. We want to give over and above what we're currently given to help plant the church in Manhattan. You've been helping in relationship to being a host to when different volunteers come into our area. You're the first to say, how can we help? But could I say to you, church, and many of you here this morning, you've been sent out. You've been sent out to another church in Cleveland and Bradley County. I look here and I see familiar faces that I see in early churches, in other churches. Could I say to all of us here that are part of the church, the larger church today, our task is great today. Lostness is at a tremendous, tremendous rate. Saturday morning, I was at Lowe's at 7 o'clock in the morning. My wife had a list of things for me to do, and I had to get started early. I was one of the first ones that was in the store, but I soon realized that there were some other folks that are in the store. There was three families that were walking around the aisles of Lowe's, and I noticed that they weren't people that were here 13 years ago when I came here. Their accent was different. In fact, when I struck up a conversation with them, I realized and discovered that they had only been here for a month. New people to Cleveland and Bradley County. I asked them about their church life. It wasn't on their radar. Didn't want to have anything to do with that. Ethnic people from all over the world are moving here. Your neighbors are lost and without Christ. Would you tell them your story? Would you tell them the story that you've been telling this weekend about what Christ means to you? I told the staff that when I heard that there was going to be a presentation time, I said, whatever you put together, I want our plaque to be bigger than Tennessee Baptist Convention. The Bradley County Baptist Association honors Big Spring Baptist Church in recognition of 100 years. Let's go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much for reminding us who we are and where we're headed and what our message is. Thank you for your presence.